right on Red Arrows, Under the Bus, and Revisiting a Rule. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're celebrating a record-setting 6th straight team dual wrestling title at Lowell High School this week. The Red Arrows capturing the Division II crown at the Wings Event Center in Kalamazoo Saturday evening with a 29-23 decision over Goodrich, a match which came down to the final bout.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I mean, coaches were talking to me before because I'm pacing back and forth with my nerves, but they remind me, surrender the outcome. No matter what happens, put it all right where you got it, right here on the big stage.
That's senior Jeff Leach, who turned a 9-2 win over Carson Turnbow at 135 pounds for the team victory. For Leach, it was the second time in 3 years that he won for the Red Arrows in the last bout of the meet to clinch the championship. You can read more about the team wrestling finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to all of the participants in last week's Kensington Lakes Activities Association Unified Basketball Tournament. You've heard me talk about unified sports before with MHSAA member schools teaming up with the Special Olympics to conduct competition with blended teams of able-bodied students and those with challenges. You can watch some of the games from that event right now on MHSAA TV. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
It seems whenever a high school game breaks down in a negative way, the coaches, players, fans, and school administrators quickly blame the officials. It's easy to take out aggression on these nameless, faceless, almost inanimate objects. But sloppy or chippy play is on the coaches to control, not the officials, as they simply call what happens. Fans up in the stands then quickly follow the lead of their coach berating the officials, thinking they are so well-versed in the art of officiating, but often don't have the guts to put on the stripes themselves. Officials aren't perfect, but often they have to clean up the messes created by others during the game, the people who should really be thrown under the bus.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. When you go through the MHSAA handbook, every rule has a reason and a story behind it. The bottom line in every case is to maintain a level playing field and to make sure that school sports, educational athletics, cater to the 99% of the participants for whom this is the biggest athletic experience they'll ever have. If you go back 30 years, schools in Michigan created a rule to keep live national television for high school sports out. It was a time when a startup national cable sports channel wanted to create a national game of the week, and Michigan had some individual players it wanted to follow. But schools didn't want the exploitation that comes with that kind of exposure. If you go back about 20 years to when LeBron James was in high school, there were no such rules in Ohio and the circus came to town. And when the national media looked to Michigan and said, why doesn't that happen in the Mitten? Schools pointed to a 1989 rule, which was helping to keep school sports sane. Now, every rule is worth revisiting, and the no live TV rule got another look recently at the request of a school. Maybe a little local television is good, they said. Showcase what's good in our school. Show why school sports are better than youth sports at other levels by other sponsors. But if you remember then why the rule exists, it's to protect what's good in our schools. And it's why school sports are better than other youth sports. It keeps school sports in Michigan from being prostituted when a new wunderkind with a basketball or a football comes along. It keeps the games the best they can be for the 99% that matter most. Sometimes the more things change, the more things need to stay the same. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.